Rome. KF4NXY. How you doing, Dave?
How am I doing? I bought me a 4x8 trailer yesterday, and I want to replace the lights on it. Well, one of them's missing a lens, and you know, I just decided I'm going to put LEDs on them. So, went to Harbor Freight, and man, I got a deal because I think they were like $39, and she said, I think I got a coupon for those, and she clicked on that, and they turned out to be $24, so I struck the jackpot.
Well, sometimes you get an ad, sell paper or something, get a coupon, and you can get 15-20% off something, and that makes a big difference.
In the math in my head, but that was like $15 off of $39. So, you know, I'm not complaining at all. What are you up to today?
A whole lot productive. We had the back porch screened in a few weeks ago, and we put a latch on the screen door so the cats can't push the door open and come in and mess around on the porch. And we got wood up high enough on the back porch that the cats can't get up and tear up the screen. So, you know, got it pretty well engineered. The only drawback is it's done made the back porch kind of hot for summertime. So, It'll be a lot more comfortable out there come, September and October.
I tell you, I remember that you talking about screens. We used to have cats when I was growing up and my grandmother's, and we lived there for about 8 years. And anyway, and she always had cats, so, and, you know, they would have kittens, and she used, canned cat food, and she had a can opener right there next to the screen door, the back door, and every time she would open a can of anything, it didn't matter what it was, because they thought it was cat food, and they would start climbing the screen and meowing, and at one time they could just about fill up that whole screen door, crying for food like they were starved to death, or I mean they were well fed, but anyway.
Well, we got cats and birds, and I can hear the bird in there now. It's whining because it's not getting enough attention to suit it. Marie's in the kitchen making some sausage balls, and it's kind of hard for her to do that and pay attention to the bird. So you may hear some code channeling going on in a minute or two.
Yep, I guess you can't help that. And I tell you, I have, as a young boy, I have fond memories of we didn't have air conditioning, and you know, and the sun would be out, and the birds were singing, and I tell you, it's a real, really fond memory. And tough minutes left. So they were kind of, I guess they were a bit bigger, and they were, I guess they were keen.
I didn't get some of what you were saying. You kind of picket fencing in a bad place, or if you're on a handy talkie, the battery might be giving out on you.
I'm kind of down in a hole here. I'm on, I call it Main Street Taylor's. I don't know what it's called. But I'm going back up the hill, so maybe I'll be able to hit the repeater. I'm receiving it well. It's kind of odd.
Getting back into the machine a lot better now. Well, I guess it's good to talk to you, and I wanted to tell you I do appreciate you working on the car and getting that door uncovered and getting that air conditioning to working better. So I definitely do appreciate that. You need anything, you let me know. And if I can do it, I'll do it. The wife's pretty handy with computers, so I'll volunteer her for something along those lines. But I can hear the bird in there fussing, so probably need to go check on him. You have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Well, glad to help you out, and when I get that 100-foot tower, I'll let you go up there and put the rotor and the mast and the antenna on it. And so don't you worry. Oh, me. You take care. We'll talk to you later. KB4 CBA Mobile.